water.
I am not sitting in a yellow bucket, you know, 200 feet above a stinky elephant. My luck is I'd fall out into a pile of elephant crap.
But listeners, don't worry. I'll be holding the phone, so the show will go on.
Except he doesn't know how to edit and post it, so it will not.
Well, that's all right, because I'll get my friend Big Fatty to do it for me. Big Fatty, who thinks I wasn't listening to that episode.
Big Fatty loves you.
I know. And I love Big Fatty.
Good. Everybody loves Big Fatty.
Everybody loves him.
Burps and farts and all.
Yeah. Doing Big Fatty. Yeah, I appreciated that. It did make me laugh, actually. I was having a kind of bad day, and Vanessa sent me this email, and she's like, go and listen to the fucking podcast, Big Fatty, right now.
It's called Milk and Honey. Listen to it. It'll make you laugh.
Absolutely.
And he did, because he's a good boy.
So I did Big Fatty's show, as well as...
You listened to it.
Yes,
you
didn't I did
do it.
Yeah. No, I didn't do it. I didn't participate. There was no...
Derek likes to watch.
Whoa!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
To a pile of elephant crap.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow, it floats back to you. Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. An open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, have you noticed that Big Fatty has been playing music this week at the start of the show? All of it has the word love as a central theme to it. We had the love American style, and then we had the Mary Tyler Moore theme, which was love is all around. Was the name of that. And today we have the Love Boat. So anyway, that's just, you know, a special little VD Week treat from the Fat One. And y'all, speaking of VD Week treats, let me just tell you, y'all, I want you to make sure that you look at yesterday's episode artwork and today's special artwork. Both of those were done by Miss Lauren, and y'all, she is just the sweetest thing. And y'all, who doesn't love Miss Lauren? y'all, she has just done some special things for Big Fatty and VD Week. And Miss Lauren, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lauren. Thank you so much. Seems like I've heard that song before, but yeah, probably not. I'm sure it wasn't on a podcast anyway. But, y'all, Big Fatty, let's see now. Big Fatty, could you recap for us your trip over to the Horror Hotel? Yes! Y'all, I spent Tuesday night watching the American's Idol. And y'all, they're in the Hollywood Week. And I'm not going down to the Fat Cave to talk about this. Because I'm just not going to do it. No! I am not going to do it. But watched that and piddled around and kind of got stuff together. And then Wednesday morning, I got up and packed up the Ford Explosion. I had to put in the portable sling, of course. Big Freddy, we know you do not go to a horror event without your portable sling. No. And so I did that. And, then since I'm, one of the people putting on the big horror event this weekend, I had lots of stuff to bring over here and had to pack up the computer and the printer and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, I didn't get away as quick as I had, as early as I had thought I would. I had to stop and get petrol. And by the way, y'all, I was very pleased that I paid only $2.45 a gallon for gas, which, Big Freddy, please, you have enough gas. Do not stop for extra. This was for the car. And, $2.45. I don't know how much gas is where you are, but that's what it was in Upchuck. And I got over here to Augusta, and it was $2.40, so I'll be refilling up before I go back. But, y'all, and by the way, I'm here in the Horror Hotel studio, and y'all, the heat is on, and it's running behind me, so if you hear a roar, a Chinese buffet, if you hear kind of a hum behind me, oh, Big Freddy, that sounds dirty, it is the heating unit. Oh, Big Freddy. Hey, that sounded dirty too. And y'all, I've just received an instant letter from Miss Kitty wanting to know if there have been any gentlemen callers, and they have not. But y'all, I haven't had time. Big Fatty didn't get on the road because I had to go by the Chick-fil-A, y'all. Because every good trip to the Horror Hotel stops. Starts with a stop at the Chick-fil-A, and I did that, and y'all, I had a coupon for a free beverage, a free large beverage, and y'all, who does not enjoy a free large beverage? Big Freddy, we love a large beverage. And I had that, and y'all, I had their new parfait. They have a new parfait now, and you can either get it with the granola nut crunch topping, or you can get it with the chocolate cookie topping. And I selected the granola nut crunch topping, and y'all, it was quite tasty. And so if you're interested in having a little parfait, I would suggest the Chick-fil-A parfait. Y'all, speaking of that, I heard that Miss West, she had a Chick-fil-A on a show that she dedicated to Big Fatty. And y'all, then she dedicated the latest show by taking off her pants. She was podcasting with pants off, y'all. And y'all, she was bone soaked to the bone. She was soaked to the bone because, you know, it never rains in Southern California except on Miss West. And so, y'all, once again, Everybody is stealing from Big Fatty. Podcasting with pants off. And, you know, that. Oh, I must eat a Chick-fil also. So, you know, but y'all, please enjoy the Chick-fil parfait Sunday. But y'all, I drove over here. I didn't leave Charleston until about 12:30. And I got over here a little bit after 3. And I got checked in and immediately had to assemble the potable sling. And then my other friends, horror friends that are here, they've been here a couple of days because they come from Penis Slivania, and they were ready to put the bags together, because you know we put bags together for people that are coming to the horror event. And in the bag, let's see, there was all kinds of different little maps and hanky cards. Yeah, I don't remember maybe that was Bjorn. Was it Bjorn that was asking about the hanky card? No, it was Joe in Dallas. It was Joe in Dallas that was asking about a maroon hanky. And Joe in Dallas, I'll have to see if the maroon is on this hanky card. But there are some cards for other upcoming horror events. And then we had some raffle tickets to go in there, and a commemorative wristband and a commemorative lapel pin. And then we had a booklet telling about the weekend's activities. And y'all, then there was the condoms and the lube. Y'all, you can't go to a horror event where they do not provide the condoms and the ketchup packets full of lube. And no, it's not. They don't use ketchup for lube. It's kind of like a ketchup packet, and it's not one of those that you can dip your penis into it. Big Fatty, why did you have to go there? But anyway. Then there was a chocolate bar. Y'all, there was a chocolate bar. So we put the bags together, and then we have the special bags. The special bags for the judges and the special bags for the contestants. And the contestants have to pick up their bags at Big Fatty's room. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like you just want them in your boudoir. Well, there is a slight... Yeah, yes! And so anyway, so we did all of that. And y'all, then everybody, oh, Big Fatty, it's time to go have dinner. And I'm like, really? Y'all, I didn't even have time to run out and get me some tonic and lime to go with my Tanqueray tin that I brought with me. But I'll do that today, on Thursday, yes. But so now I'm recording this show very late. I am sure that there are people, and I won't mention who they are, but the people that who like to steal it early. I have to get it early. I can't wait for, like everybody else. So this is very late. Very, very late. And then y'all went to the Chinese buffet, and they had, you've been to those places where they do the chopping on the table and all that kind of, and you know, they chop the food and cook it right there on the table in front of you. Well, y'all, this was not one of those places. It was a buffet, but you could go over to a special area of the buffet, and they had the raw ingredients there. Oh, Big Fatty, are you gonna get vulgar when you talk about this? No. So, Big Fatty loaded up his plate with some of the beef and the scrumps and the broccoli and the mushrooms and the zucchini. And you take it up to this window, and behind the window is a little Mexican guy that he takes it and he puts it on the grill, and he does like, and it's not much of a show. They don't set it on fire or anything, but they just cook it. And y'all, it was quite tasty. But y'all, ever since I've gotten back, I'm having some intestinal issues. Big Fatty, your life is an intestinal issue. And so I'm having some intestinal issues. So it's probably a good thing that there are no gentlemen callers this evening, is what I'm basically saying. But anyway, everything will get kicking off today. The first official event, because, you know, many people won't arrive until Friday, but for those coming early, the first official event is later tonight. We have the Survivors Villains versus Heroes kickoff party. And y'all, we will be having that. And y'all, they are predicting here in Augusta, Georgia. In Augusta, Georgia, they are predicting a possibility of some of a wintry mix on Friday night. So there may be snow in Augusta, Georgia, on Friday night. Big Friday, we've got 4 feet of it up in Washington and New York and up in Boston where Brian from Boston is. But anyways, but y'all, a wintry mix, so we'll have to see about that. Now y'all, I've received a couple of comments. I've gotten only one phone call, though. I have to admit I'm a little surprised that I have only received one phone call about Jeremiah Stoughton, his podcast. And y'all, you're going to have to call in so I can play these. So get on it. Call in and encourage Jeremiah to do the podcast. But y'all, the two comments that I've received, one, and these are international comments, y'all, so we can't expect them to call the voice letter line. Straight Bob is all, y'all, I believe he touched himself inappropriately when he heard that Jeremiah might start a podcast. And y'all, the other one was from Naught. And y'all, both of these are two straight men that listen to the BFO that can't wait for Jeremiah to start a podcast. And Naught writes, Jeremiah, in quotation marks, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be exploring that as a viable option, end quote. You tease, Jeremiah. You fucking tease. Batting your podcasting eyelids at me over your fan like that? Like you aren't aware how many of us would listen to you reading from the phone book? Tease. And y'all, I thought that was funny. I immediately got a picture in my mind of Jeremiah batting his eyes over, you know, in his hoop skirt, in his not his hoopy skirt, but his hoop skirt, batting his eyes over his fan. You know, going, I am exploring the possibilities of this option. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I promised you a podcast. I didn't promise you it was going to be a good one. Oh, Big Fatty, we knew it wasn't going to be a good one. So, anyway, let's see. I guess that's it. Anything else? There were no incidents on the way over to the Horror Hotel. I got over here and I hit the iTurge, and I saw that there was a podcast from Woodland Hills. And NASA, could you just give me a brief description of what that Wednesday show was like?
A pile of elephant crap.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.